Hello, cum guzzlers.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. You're fucking gross. Here's a letter about our 100th show 2 days ago. That was a good show as usual. Thank you. Thank you, Alex. But that is where the problem lies.
Oh, shit.
I should have seen it was a setup. It was just a usual show. You guys hyped up the 100th show like it was going to be some huge deal. You didn't do anything special. Except go live. Okay. The only thing you did is jump on America Online Instant Messenger, AIM, as they call it, but failed to incorporate any of the dialogue that went on in those AIM conversations into the cast.
Which is so not true.
That is not true at
all. First of all, try feeding through, like, LOL, because we just said something funny,
right, right.
And we have, like, 10 things popping up like that. Another 15 things going, like, hey, love your show, and, right. Like, you know, maybe 20 things that we have to sift through where people are just sending us links and stuff, and while I'm talking, he's looking at links and seeing if it's important, yeah. Because we wanted to incorporate everybody.
Right. Everybody that contributed to the show that we think would help the show, we'd mention.
Right. So. And if we miss something, it's just because things were popping up.
Being a live show, you failed to separate your normally daily show from this live one. Well, there wouldn't really be nothing different other than, you know, phone calls, which we, right.
That's more especially burping, for him. That's especially for him.
More burping if we could. But we don't know. Skype doesn't work for us. We, you know, we don't have a phone yet. If you listen, you know that. You know, what else can we do? I was excited to hear the 100th show, but after hearing it, I was greatly disappointed. Being as creatively funny as you both
are.
Thanks, thanks. There was so much more that you could have done.
Like, for example, does he give examples?
There is so much more. What was with him, the story that went on forever and ever that made me, and I'm sure everyone else, zone out until her story was over? Even Keith lost track of the pointless story.
We've been dating for 3 years now. Do you know how many times a day Keith loses track of a story? He stops listening from the beginning.
I'm out now.
That's not fair.
But you are right. That was a boring story. That's and the four-minute prelude on robots was awful, especially on a live show where you should be taking command. Instead of what? The MP3 files taking command? That was deliberate. Robots didn't really do that. I did that.
And plus, it was only 2 minutes, not four.
Right, it was 2 minutes, and that's
how
the show goes.
Everything.
Right?
Yeah, we timed it as if, like, you know, it's taken over
exactly.
That song that was playing.
Right.
It was very cute.
A live redemption cast is in order. Maybe on the 150th show.
By the way, I'm so egotistical because we played like a half an hour. You know, that our pre-show of like mostly my songs that I've done before.
Right.
One of the songs is called Redemption. I don't even know if we played that song, and I'm like, he wants me to do Redemption live?
Right.
I'm so egotistical. That would make it up if I sing live on the show?
So let me say something. He's got suggestions, and we have to make it up to him on another live show. Well, guess what? Your comment is 2 days late. The live show was 2 days ago. That means you weren't there to help us out.
It was actually 4 days ago and 2 shows ago.
How do you mean?
Because there was the weekend. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was 4 days ago.
Your comment is, so you probably heard the show 4 days late, but I got to make it special for you. I got to make it special live so you can hear on delay. Alex, I don't remember getting your DVD order or donation to the show. You're not a shareholder.
I don't think we should be marking it like that.
I'm just saying.
Anyway, we'll try harder next time.
Yeah, we'll try harder, pal. We figured out how to do live shows. We were very proud.
Yeah, that's true. And yeah. Actually, you worked really hard just to get the live aspect of it going. That was weeks of work.
A week, but yeah. A solid week.
Thank you, Mike C.
DJ Quad, actually.
Really? Mike C
was trying some backup thing for us.
Oh, really? Thank you, yeah. DJ Quad. Yeah. Sorry.
But we did use Mike C's...
For a lot.
You're right. I caught your latest... There you guys, whatever he says. I caught your latest show as a first-time listener. While you both seem to be talented and generally likable people.
Ooh, thanks
thank
again.
You.
Thank you.
That's nice. I will probably not listen to your show again. Damn it.
Oh, shit.
Based
it's
on your
talented.
Ignorance and insensitivity regarding blank.
Race.
That is correct.
Yes.
That is correct. I hope that you will over time gain a more sophisticated view of race relations in our country.
Did you write back to this guy?
Yes. I said, Jose, And then I laughed too hard to finish the letter. Too many jokes, my head was going to explode.
Oh, by the way, speaking of Latin, that show that we mentioned before that you said was going to suck.
I don't know, Mind of Mencia, pretty funny.
That was really funny.
I was surprised.
I would say that it was pretty bordering the level of Chappelle. I know.
At times.
It was pretty good. And mm-hmm. and what we thought would be like too quirky and cute, he actually is really talented, I mm-hmm. think. That was very hilarious
to me. I enjoyed that show.
Very good.
Thumbs up. Good job, Mencia. You may continue making episodes. Real quick in county news before we get to big city news. Jason Martin, 23 years old, of Somerset, is accused of writing a $235 bad check to Gary Steals and Deals
on
May 6th. Maybe he was just confused.
You know what? When you wrote all those bad checks and you went to jail, were you in the Somerset County newspaper like 20 times because yours was so big?
I probably just once. But maybe, you know what? In Somerset paper, and I bet it's in all small towns because you have nothing to do. The front page is that the neighbor that has the largest clock in the county. This is literal. This is yesterday.
Seriously.
Has the biggest clock in the county. Is making sure the time still works good, and he's dusting it off.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's
the front page. Did he warn them that he's going to change the time and make sure you get a picture of me moving the hand?
He likes collecting antique clocks and watches as well.
Both of them telling time.
Right. That's the front page. And then it continues. More on page 6.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, after, you know, the cow off.
So why weren't you like the biggest news? Why didn't you become famous in Somerset County?
Maybe I was, but I didn't keep in touch with anybody.
No, but I just figure it's like a small town, and at church your parents are like hiding from shame because everyone
reads this paper.
I'm
sure they were.
Were they really?
I'm sure.
It must
have been a big deal. Spread fast, yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah. But Gary Steals and Deals. He probably saw the title and was like, I guess I get to just do whatever I want.
What do you mean?
Steals.
Oh,
that's the name of the work. A hearing schedule is scheduled in front of Judge Cook at 7 p.m.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, you can.
If you guys want to come.
Yeah, they tell you when the hearing will be for each person, where and at what time.
Because what else is going on in the town? If you finish the hopscotch at the playground at 2 o'clock, scheduled.
every paper now we open, right? Every Somerset paper, what's on page 3? You know, really kind of page 2? Some kind of pig off. Somebody standing there with a ribbon and a pig, or a cow and a ribbon.
This year they allowed not only pigs but lambs.
Goats,
or
goats are allowed in this year's competition. And then there's always new competitions. It's like baseball. I thought it was finally over. Then it's like there's a new season already. Like, what do people complain about? It's every fucking day. That's what these things.
I feel like when I was over there for the weekend last year, I was just looking around, like, look at all these people. Mm-hmm. During church, I'm looking around. The church is packed on Sunday. Where was the synagogue?
Oh, there's no synagogue.
No.
For what?
At all.
For who?
I don't know.
Nah.
Just in case you move your Jew girlfriend back in. your father's advice.
To move you into Somerset?
Just to move anytime somebody buys a house. Why didn't you buy a house in Somerset?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, because then you'd have to build a synagogue just for me to feel okay.
Because you live there.
Oh, I did not say that, Mr. Malley.
but you're in charge of big city news today.
Oh, shit. I'm from New York. All right. What's happening over here?
Yesterday, I just took it from you.
I gave it to you.
Yesterday,
just like everything else.
A double-decker bus in the great city of New York, in Manhattan, one of those touring buses.
This is much better than me reading it.
Go ahead. Explain.
Mayor Bloomberg yesterday.
What's he apologizing for?
What?
Yesterday's story. You have to tell yesterday's story.
What?
Yesterday. It's not in the paper.
All right. There's a double-decker bus that goes around Manhattan. It's a tour bus. And yesterday, 5 people were arrested. Yes? Because they the tour bus driver thought that they were suspicious. And we were told that when you see something suspicious, you have to say something.
Don't even think about it. Just say something.
Yeah. And so it's actually written everywhere on all our public and mass transportation everywhere.
So police swarm this place and make everybody in the double-decker bus put their hands up. And they evacuate people off the bus. And then they handcuff 5 people.
And not with the real handcuffs, with those
plastic handcuffs. You're not even worth the real handcuffs.
Probably because you're foreigners. Mm-hmm. All right. Mayor Bloomberg yesterday blamed a tour bus company for a 911 report of, quote, suspicious passengers that ended up terrifying tourists, closing down a swath of Midtown and having cops handcuff five innocent men on Sunday. Bloomberg said Gray Line New York sightseeing set into motion an NYPD response that ended with the British tourists cuffed. And
British.
Yeah.
Out of all the people.
Yeah.
London.
They come to visit. They decide for some reason right. after That's, all those things.
The double-decker buses yeah. here are safe.
Right.
Freeze. You're under arrest.
And they're probably looking around like, who? We didn't right. see any suspicious people. Right. And then they come to them like, oh, we're them? Okay.
They must think. There's no way that you can't think now that that happens everywhere in the world.
How from can, London?
Yeah.
Like the next
those
place.
Five London people right. yeah, are going to think this happens everywhere. They're they are never taking a bus anywhere.
They're going to go to San Francisco and that, what's that? San
trolley.
The trolley. Yeah. They're going to get on that and that's going to get all mm-hmm. surrounded. Anyway, they closed down between 49th and 52nd Street, between 7th and 8th Avenues, which is a huge area. It's right by, that's like kind of still Times Square, right?
Is that more? Yeah, that's Times Square.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And
definitely.
It's also, yeah. well, actually at that point, it's Hell's Kitchen in a way.
No, 7th and 8th Avenues? That's where the, is that what
you
oh,
said? You're right,
that's
you're
where
right,
the
you're
theaters
right.
are.
Yeah, 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 that's, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. The major theater. The tour bus operator reported to the police erroneously, blah, 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 boo, boo, boo. What they were perceived to be people that were very threatening. I wonder what they did. Like, what did they, why? Because they were taking too many pictures of, like, really important buildings?
Of bridges. You're not allowed taking pictures of bridges in New York.
Oh, you're not?
No.
That's an actual, that's always been a law?
I don't think so. I think since 9/11 or
wow.
sometime after it.
They did catch people. Doing that,
taking
right?
pictures?
A little bit ago, yeah. It turned out these people did not represent any threat whatsoever.
Yeah, that's a quote that he said, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he says, yeah, turn these, yeah, if there's something going on. This is what Mayor Bloomberg says after this embarrassing thing happened in New York City to the tourists. This is how he apologized, because we need tourists. And I don't. I don't need them.
No,
but
not
apparently
at all.
The city needs them. And he says, you know, yeah, you're supposed to, you know, report any suspicious behavior, but please use common sense. Yeah, the bus driver didn't use common sense.
There was actually a quote yesterday, we really like tourists.
Right.
Like, that's apologizing. Mm-hmm. No, we really like you people. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A heavily armed police SWAT team rushed onto the bus and ordered other passengers to disembark and keep their hands in the air. Many said they were terrified by the show of police strength.
I wouldn't have been scared.
No, not at all.
That would have been awesome.
Right, because you would have thought it was a movie. You would have taken the, mm-hmm. Right. You would have been like, no, let's go push the bus driver out of the yeah. way and hit 60, because if you go under 60, like, you're going to explode mm-hmm. or something. At the same time, carrying the mic and pretending to do a Keith and the Girl show.
You notice that movie Speed, and they kept crashing into those water containers?
Yeah.
That's not really made out of water.
That's true. All those bins are they
made
have
out of sand.
And we know because we have one of those, a bunch of those by our place right outside.
We
people
have
bang into
off
those.
Off-ramp always hitting it.
All the time. And it doesn't explode like Keith wants it to.
Right, right. I'm like, where's the exciting mess? Did
no.
they keep going? No, they're half dead.
Yeah.
There's some sand on the ground. Ooh.
Yeah, it just kind of stops them, which I guess is the point.
Right, right.
It would be way too exciting.
They should put that... Whenever we sell the house, we should put that in the ad. I don't know how, but you get to see that.
Midnight movies mm-hmm, right outside right. your door. Make sure there's popcorn by your bed.
Easily two accidents a week.
If you hear screeching, no, seriously, it's the real deal. Get up and aim for your window or you'll miss the really good parts.
Conveniently located to many accidents.
I don't know if I've said this on the show, but... You've actually, like, we were talking about something, like, nice or something important.
Right.
You hear half a screech outside. I see your face turning, like, can I? And I have to be like, just go.
No,
like,
not even. I remember that. And I remember, it's happened a couple times, but I remember one specifically. Like, we were really getting into a conversation.
Right.
And then I hear, ah! And I'm, like, just looking at you, like, will you let me go?
Is this really rude?
Right? And then it crashes. And then I'm like, oh, I missed it, but I can't. And you're like, go ahead. I'm like, all right, I should have just got up earlier.
Seriously.
You know me.
Yeah, you're not listening anyway.
Right, right.
You're giving me that blank look that you gave me on that live show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That same blank look that guy gave me through the screen. You bastards.
Uh-huh. Well, Try to pipe up your story.
He should have IM'd. Boring.
That's how you help a show,
yeah,
sir.
You stop me from talking. Mm-hmm. Not 2 days later, I have to go back and listen to what a terrible story I said. Moving on before I continue too long.
This, by the way, coming late Tuesday. This show is for Tuesday and Wednesday.
Because Wednesday we're going away on a little trip called Six Flags Great Adventure.
Six Flags Great Adventure. Very romantic for our 3rd year anniversary.
Yep. July 27th.
So there will be no show on Wednesday. Because we care about each other more than we care about you. But we're here for you now, and that's what matters.
Right.
Tomorrow, we'll be there to cut lines and make kids cry.
And we'll let you know who has a heart attack on what roller coaster.
Things are breaking in the news all the time. What's that?
Actually, this last one that you're going to say, which is the last one we've heard,
right?
That actually put me over the edge, and now I'm actually going to be scared tomorrow. I'm not kidding.
That's good. That'll make it more exciting.
I know, right?
That one, it's like, it's almost, it's a circle. Two people sitting it side by side.
And it's kind of like on a bungee.
Like a rubber, right, like a bungee on both ends. And it drops down, just swings up in the air, and you're just thrown all around. And it's like at those shitty carnivals, too, and I think that's where this one was. And one of the bungees broke.
Yeah, and when you said they just kept bouncing, I thought if one bungee breaks, it just allows for the people sitting to just hit the floor over and over again with the other bungee. I swear I thought that's what...
Like their car keeps hitting the ground?
Yeah. Yeah, and that scared the shit out of me. Because we went on that Superman sort of thing where they drop you into like a Superman flying position.
Right.
Then they lift you up slowly, and I swear just the ride up I was shitting a brick.
That's... You know what? I got nervous too.
It was so... high, you just don't expect it, and you're all the way high. And
that's
and like,
scarier to me than the falling.
I thought it would. First of all, when they first drop you like into that position,
right.
I yelled like because I didn't know it was going to happen so fast.
Right.
Now they're pulling you up,
and they think it's funny too. The same way black people like scaring white people, they think that's funny.
The exact same way.
The same way.
Meanwhile, it was black people putting us on, and
interesting, isn't it? Interesting.
So we're going up. I had to force myself to keep my eyes open because otherwise, like, what the fuck is the point?
Right.
And then all of a sudden, if I close my eyes and then I open it at the top, I'm at the fucking top. So then
that'd be a fun way to do it, too.
Yeah. So maybe tomorrow we'll do it that way.
Oh, my God.
But now you're at the top, and I think they say 3, 2, 1. You were going to fuck it up, right?
You know what? This is the second time I did it.
Because you were in charge.
And because I have the ripcord.
Right.
And
I just said that like it was such a big, you were in charge.
And they go 3, 2, 1 and you pull. And I was going to do it the first time and I pussied out. I did listen to them. 3, 2, 1 and pull. This time I was going to be like 3, 2 pull.
Right.
3, 2, 1 pull and be like, no, now I'll pull. And both times I followed directions like a little bitch.
Because when you get up there.
I'm like, okay, pull.
Right. When you get up there, you're so... It's so real. Like, you're so high, you can see the entire park, and the park is miles.
And you can pull whatever you want. I don't know what they'd have to do. Get a fire truck.
Oh.
Yeah, what would they do?
I guess,
I don't know.
Meanwhile, I let you have it because all I'm afraid to do is, like, half pull. You know what I mean?
Are we going to come down half?
We're like half
sideways.
Dangling, and now they have to start us over somehow, like lower us down.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I was sick. And then, this is so funny, by the way, when they lock you into the gear, they're like, I think I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
No, that's not funny.
That's never funny.
That's not funny because they're really half-assing it.
And you're like, is this tight enough? Let's hope so. I'm like, no, seriously. I can't hear you. I guess you do hear me because you said that, but I don't really know.
And they're punks. They're like little kids doing it.
Yeah.
You know, they're definitely younger
than
us.
They never messed up once. I was in charge as a clown, not a clown, but a entertainer.
At a kid's party.
In charge of one of those rock climbs.
Right.
I fucked up people's harnesses so many times.
Did you really?
So many times.
That's when you worked with Evan?
Yeah, not doing the leg strap right or whatever goes around the waist. It's just, you see him climbing, but their shit's just dangling.
Shut up.
These people never fucked up, these kids. I was 30.
Oh, my God.
And I was fucking up.
See, now I'm getting scared even more.
Yeah, tomorrow's going to be exciting.
Holy shit. Would you let me be in charge of the pull cord tomorrow?
Yeah.
You are out of your mind.
Because that was a trick question. Yeah. You don't let me. Were you listening?
Oh, yeah. I just said I'm scared shitless and I could half pull. And they even said, like, you need someone who's really going to mean it. Right. And I'm up there like, I can't even move. Now you want me to pull a cord to let me drop? Then, okay, then.
I got to reach over and grab it from you.
Yeah, right? Because otherwise we have to slowly come down somehow. Then you think the ride up is like the biggest deal until they drop you. And I have never, oh my God, in all these roller coasters that, I mean, we're by one of the biggest parks, you know, I think. One of the highest or whatever. It definitely was in one of those things.
Oh, they have a new one now. They have the fastest and deepest roller coaster.
Great Adventure.
Everybody does every year. Everybody has it. But yeah, it's
right,
the fastest.
Everyone always tries to compete.
Yeah.
So now with all those roller coasters, when they dropped us, I have never went so fast. That yell that I let out was so fucking real. You drop like and look, I'm stuttering. I can't. And you really look like you're going to hit the ground because it actually goes really low and right by the top of wherever we were I'm freaking out just thinking about it. And I want to jump out of an airplane.
I never buy those gay pictures or videos from the end of rides, but when we went down, I knew right where the camera was and deliberately made some kind of face. I don't know if I was eating pussy face or something. And I thought it was like the coolest thing. And then we see the video replay and right there they had the switch tapes. I was so disappointed. The video's shitty, his hands shaking, and then he had to switch tapes.
Because again, some kid just standing with like
the
worst.
So if you couldn't get that right, you don't think he's fucking up once with the harness?
It would have been the greatest video because I was so scared on that way down. You would have seen the fear of God in me.
You were so scared.
I was so fucked up that first ride back. I don't even remember half. All I remember is fear. I can't remember if I left my eyes open, closed. I was grabbing on you. I have no idea. All I remember is like I could not believe how fast we were going down. So we'll go again tomorrow. You know what would be really cool is if when we jump out of an airplane, we make it a big like Keith and the Girl thing. Everybody meet us there when we jump out of an airplane.
For our 150th show, we're going to do a jumping out of an airplane.
We're going to do our show jumping out of an airplane because that would make Alex really happy.
Mm-hmm. If we could take phone calls also. This is Dave from New Jersey. I've been listening to the show for quite a while and I love it, of course. Now I'm just waiting for him to go, but fuck you. I was listening to episode 94, and I heard Hemda describe the squeegee shower tale. Say that again real quick.
At my grandfather's house, it's a really old place, and they don't have like a division between the actual bathroom and the shower, so you have to squeegee the water back in so it goes in the hole. And I always like let the water run out of the bathroom, never understood how my mom like caught it in time always.
Right. Fucking foreign countries.
But show 94.
I went to Israel in December with my religious school group, and one of our hotels we stayed at had the squeegee shower method as well.
That's foul because, no, where the fuck did you stay? Now you're making it seem like Israel is some old... Meanwhile, I said about my grandpa, but my grandpa lives around where there's Israel graffiti in Hebrew around him. It's like some, you know, like it's like the shit town of Israel. So that's not fair.
You know what? It is. It's a... She keeps trying... I've mentioned this before. She keeps trying to get me to go.
Not anymore, really. I know. I want
not
you to
even
see
more, because enough bombs already?
You know what? Every time I go, you know, we should really go. Another bomb goes off the next day, and I'm like, all right, fine.
That's one of...
It's a beautiful country.
If I can brag, it was one of my favorite jokes that, you know, after 9/11, comics weren't doing stuff, and they were wondering, you know, is anything funny after 9/11? I'm like, does Israel think anything's funny after lunch?
Right.
It was both frustrating and hilarious. The other thing I remembered about Israel and bathrooms was the two different buttons to flush the toilet. One for big and one for small.
I have never seen that.
That's great.
I have to ask my parents about that.
The running joke in the... Wow, they really are Jews.
What?
That's a Jewish thing. Don't use the big if you only made a small. That's
so funny.
That's a way to save
money.
What
if you make a mistake? Ew, was that a Jew cheap joke?
That's what I'm thinking.
That's nice. Yeah. That's nice.
And that's for Jose, if he wants to put it on the score chart. That was a racist joke, Jose.
Oh, okay.
One for big and one for small. The running joke in the group was, I need a third button.
That's funny.
Again, love the show. Keep it coming.
It's funny. A bunch of Jews traveling, and now they have to decide whether they're going to press the number one or the number
My
two.
My mom would make me, would probably check. She'd be like, let's see.
Oy vey.
Is that a one or is that a two?
Do you know that I went as a kid and I was constipated so badly because the bathroom was like right in the middle of like the 2x2 place that my uncle had. We stayed at my uncle's place who had, he had a wife and three kids, and it was my mom and us three. So now there's like 9 people in this place that is a 2-bedroom place with a hallway and a shower. Okay. So the bathroom is right in the middle of all of that small, tiny place. And I just couldn't, I couldn't poop. I could not poop. Because everybody knows when you're you're pooping. Because right. Somebody's missing from the room. Who is it? The person pooping. It was great.
You
was
come
great.
Out, they applaud.
Oh, it was awful. It was awful.
Speaking of jokes, I got my double CD and DVD, Dane Cook Retaliation, out now. If you pre-order like I did, you get a free gift, he said. And I'm like, what's it going to be? What's it going to be? Dane Cook sounds like a cool guy.
I figured it would be some, like, well, I didn't know, but you figured it'd be some autograph thing or something?
I didn't know. Like, I don't think it's going to be a picture, because while most of his fans are 16-year-old girls.
I was going to say, like, girls really like him, because he does that adorable thing on stage. He's very adorable.
There are some adults like me that found him hilarious as well.
Right. Well, why didn't you like him live when we saw him?
I'll tell you what, because he repeated everything, and I heard, I heard all this stuff. I heard a lot of stuff from TV, from Letterman. And that bothered me.
You know what, though?
And it was a year or two later from his first CD. And I'm like, okay, but
you had time.
Everybody's seeing you. You had time. Everybody's seeing you. Are your fans from the CD?
Meanwhile, though, I think that girls can see it over and over again, because I really think that he appeals to, like, because all of a sudden he did a headstand on the chair, you know, while telling a joke. Right. You know what I mean? And it was just in that. Right. I think girls just fall for it.
But seeing him do that thing on Jimmy Kimmel. The Tom Cruise thing?
Oh, that was hilarious.
Brilliant.
Come on, that was funny.
Brilliant. I'm serious.
I thought you were being sarcastic.
Not at
that
all.
Was really hilarious.
Not at all. So I have, and I see already, like, there's things on here that I recognize.
Really?
On this new CD, absolutely.
That was on an old CD?
I'm not sure it was on an old CD.
Make sure, because that's balls.
No, I'm saying maybe, but I've seen it on Leno, then repeating it on Letterman. And then, like, okay, but make a compilation. I'm not saying don't have a record of that.
I'm
but,
just saying, like,
you know what I mean?
All comics do it.
Who am I to say?
I don't think
I'm
it would be so bad
money.
If you took the first CD that you did and now you're on Leno and you took something from the first CD.
Okay. Oh, that's even different. I wouldn't do that, but that is different.
You wouldn't do that?
But that's different. That's totally different. Let me make it clear. No, I wouldn't do it.
Just to make sure that the thing is going to be good, that you've done it before,
you're
on Leno.
Try it somewhere else. Don't try it in front of the whole world.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, I want to get to this awesome free gift. What do you guys think it was? A t-shirt? A hat? By the way, I'm talking, you know it's not a t-shirt or a hat. It's a dog tag. This is my free gift. I've never pre-ordered anything in my life, I don't think.
That's true.
This is my free gift. It's the cheap dog tag chain, you know, those little beaded things.
Right.
But it's not even, you know how a dog tag has 2 like metal things? Is this metal or plastic?
No, it's plastic. It's plastic in the color metal.
You can easily bend. Right, the color metal.
And it says, Dane Cook Retaliation.
Yeah, Dane Cook Retaliation. And a dog tag.
Oh, get it? Because it's war.
Oh, okay.
Retaliation.
Right. Okay. And a dog tag, though, has 2 of these tags.
Right.
What, you know, in case you die, like one goes to the hospital, one goes to your parents, or something like that.
Right.
You only get one.
Meanwhile, because we're retaliating, we're not going to die on this one.
Oh, nice one, Dane. I didn't get it.
Meanwhile, though, it looks like it belongs on your G.I. Joe or something.
Yeah.
It's so funny. I thought maybe it was given as a bonus, like you didn't know that it was coming, and it's just like a cute, funny thing.
Right.
But he warned you, like, there's going to be a special surprise if you pre-order.
I don't go, buy the DVD now. I'll give you something. Oh, some surprise. Ooh, 5 Keith and the Girl cards. That's great.
Meanwhile, you know what I think it is, really? Hmm. Is that he understands how much this fucking bullshit costs. Like, anything that you get with your name on it in bulk still costs you money. And he's like, this cost me 95 cents, and therefore I just gave you $1.
Right.
There you go. That's for you.
or is it like, I want to know, is it his idea? Is it Comedy Central's idea?
Oh, maybe. No. Yeah, maybe it's just the production behind
it. I hear you'll get something good. Like, here, we stamp these fuckers out.
And now he's got a whole new comedy bit about, what the fuck? They made me promote this shit.
I hope his website has a forum on apology. My apology. So we'll hear it, though. No, his CD was great. His DVD from the first one was... What was funny is...
I was a fan.
The first one had a CD and DVD, okay? But the DVD had clips from his Comedy Central appearances.
That's cool.
Like, I forget that, Premium Blend.
Okay.
And I think another Premium Blend, maybe three Premium Blends.
All right.
Had jokes from the CD that was attached to it. That was a little weird. And he's like, I have Nestle Quick in my drink. Nestle Quick's in my drink. I don't want Dune in my drink. Then he's like, "What?" And then you see the video. There's all. Remember when we drank Ovaltine? There's Ovaltine in my drink. I don't want to drink a desert. I'm like, which one was it? No, I don't believe your story.
Really?
Which one were you drinking, sir? Quick or Ovaltine? I think you're a liar.
Meanwhile, you know what? I
don't think you ever had chocolatey drinks when you were a kid.
Once again, I think I understand the dilemma. You're a stand-up comic. There's only but so much that you can, like, put out there. And I think it's like, this is your listening thing, and here's a bonus. Now you get to see some footage. Do you know what I mean? Like, now you get to see him do it. So where you can travel with it, you know, in some MP3 or in your car as a DVD, you can also see it, and Dane Cook is adorable, and now you're seeing him live. No? You're looking at me like, no.
I think people should, it should be told on the CD. I don't think you should be fooled.
Oh, I see. Like, it's not a bonus
type of thing. Yeah. I mean, sure. I mean, yeah, it is for the price. Yeah, sure, it's a bonus. This is two CDs and comes with a DVD. That is a nice bonus.
How much was it?
$20, I believe.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
Two different CDs, and then it comes with a separate DVD?
Yes. Not bad. I'm saying not bad at all.
That's expensive packaging, too. Jesus Christ. Right. Holy crap. $20, that's not bad.
Right.
Good for him.
Good for him. Stupid dog tag. Bad for me. All right, back to big news. Osama bin Laden is involved in a cocaine plot.
Mm-hmm.
Osama bin Laden, of 9/11 fame, tried to buy a...
Is that what it says?
No. Tried to buy a massive amount of cocaine, spike it with poison, and sell it in the United States.
Jesus.
Hoping to kill thousands of Americans 1 year after the 9/11 attacks.
So this was a bit ago.
He had it all timed out.
No,
they all do cocaine on 9/11.
No, they're saying a year after 9/11, this was his next thing.
No.
This was his thing going on then.
The evil plot failed when the Colombian drug lords bin Laden approached, decided it would be bad for their business and possibly for their own health, according to law enforcement sources familiar with the Drug Enforcement Agency's probe, blah, blah, blah.
I feel like they're making this up.
People are...
Colombian drug lords and bin Laden,
right?
Getting together while we're all searching.
You've seen these Spanish homes and all these drug movies, and how people come in and have these meetings. Bin Laden's just walking in. Hello,
or bin Laden's people,
yeah. Not one person is going, what is there? $20 billion on your head,
right?
Now let's work out a coke deal. I bet you'll buy a lot.
And somebody knows where bin Laden is, and turns out it's just a Colombian drug lord.
Yeah.
What the fuck? And then they decided, last minute? We know that you're going to buy $1 billion worth because you're trying to sabotage the whole entire United States.
Right.
But we have a feeling we're going to snort it somehow later on in time.
Right. A, we're going to snort it somehow. B, that might hurt our sales in the future.
They had a sales meeting around it.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? We talked about it overnight.
Right.
That's actually bad business. It's actually, you have to think long term.
No es bueno. I just turned them into Mexican drug lords.
The feds were told of the scheme earlier this year, but its existence had never been made public. The Post has reviewed a document detailing the DEA's findings in the matter, in addition to interviewing sources familiar with the case. Sources said the feds were told that bin Laden personally met with leaders of a Colombian drug cartel in 2002 to negotiate the purchase of tons of cocaine. That's how much. How much did they want to buy? Tons of cocaine.
I feel like they're just making
Arriba.
It up. Again, they're Colombian.
Oh, oh.
But I feel like they're just making it up because they got caught with something and they go, you want some information on bin Laden? Because he tried to buy coke from us.
Saying that he was willing to spend tens of millions of dollars to finance the deal.
How? There's no fucking way, because there's no fucking way that they would say no. Right. The Colombian drug lords. I feel like I should stop talking because one of them is like listening and going, really, asshole?
They wanted to kill thousands of people, said a source, more than the World Trade Center.
So they wanted to buy tons and tons, but to just kill thousands. Well, I guess tons is like 2,000, but didn't they say wanted to spend billions or something? All I know is it sounds a little shady.
Although the drug lords...
My math is wrong here somewhere.
Although, yeah, because how much is a ton?
I just said a ton is 2,000, so I know, yeah.
2,000 pounds is a ton?
Yeah.
Although the drug lords would have reaped millions of dollars in profits by selling the cocaine to bin Laden, they knew that if the plan succeeded, it might eventually destroy the market for their coke in America for years. Sources said, I was right. I think like a drug lord. That is smart business.
Why? Because at that point, they'd be selling all the cocaine just to him and they wouldn't have any more.
No,
and then...
all the Americans are dead. All the cokeheads are dead in America. We can't buy anymore.
And now cocaine has a bad name.
Mm-hmm.
And now what do we do?
That's right.
It was just becoming popular and then we had to go kill everybody.
All right, now it's time for joke time. All the bad news in the world. And sometimes it's nice to look at the family circus in the paper and laugh. So BJ, or I don't know, whoever the oldest kid is, this little fat kid, his finger hurts. And his mom is leaning over, touching his hurt finger and talking to him and says, here's the joke. You ready? Here's what the mom says. I told you to stay out of daddy's tackle box. That's the family circus.
Maybe this one's like a lesson, family circus.
Right. The kid got hurt, and she says, I told you to stay out of daddy's tackle box.
And I feel like that's been done. Like, that's an old one?
I don't know.
Was that from the Somerset thing?
Yeah.
Aha. They're selling your people some old shit. That's what I think.
We get the outdated jokes.
Because
3 days
you guys
ago,
don't know any better.
3 days ago, this would have been hilarious. Somerset gives it to me today. It doesn't really make sense. That's the jokes. Oh, in Somerset, Surf and Turf, Thursday, 5 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Guess how much per person?
$14.95.
It's classy.
Oh.
Yeah. Playing at the Seven Springs in Somerset, Pennsylvania. Hootie and the Blowfish.
What's the Seven Springs in Pennsylvania?
It's a ski resort.
In Somerset,
yeah.
By the way, I went to that ski resort with you. That's really cool. I'm surprised it doesn't put Somerset on like a serious map.
Seven Springs. Yeah, that's where we're
at.
Yeah.
That's a really cool area.
Well, it is famous. It's famous enough.
Is it really?
Yeah.
So why don't people know where Somerset, Pennsylvania is?
You know what? We were playing pool in one of those rooms, remember?
Not me, me?
You were there, yeah. Me and Mike was there. Ken was there.
Okay.
Right? Mark was there. I don't know. We were all playing pool.
Mark was not there.
Okay, you were there. I guess Ken and Mike.
Right.
You were definitely there. And I got beer and the glasses had a Seven Springs Saint logo on it. You could tell, like, they put on t-shirts and everything. They're real proud. The number 5 ski resort in Western Pennsylvania.
I remember that. Yeah. You know why I don't remember that? I was the one getting the beers.
Oh, okay.
So when she said beers, I was like, oh, yeah, that's me getting it.
But, yeah, that's...
Yeah, they're boasting number 5.
That was a good... I'm sure it's not easy.
Wasn't it just in, like, the Northeast?
I think Western Pennsylvania, but maybe Northeast. Number 5 out of the whole Northeast.
Out of where all the skiing is.
Congratulations.
In the
US. Yeah, how many mountains are there? There's only so many mountain ranges. We happen to have one of them.
That's so cute, though.
I don't know.
No, seriously, if you're a skier, you should really go there.
I worked at a ski resort, the other one, Hidden Valley, like their competition.
Why do I feel like I've heard of Hidden Valley?
Hidden Valley Ranch, you're thinking. That's different.
Oh, always thinking about food.
I worked at a restaurant there. Oh, and then I worked at...
Is that the place that you wash dishes?
No.
No?
No, I was a waiter.
All right.
And then sometimes I would work in a little snack shop where you buy brownies and cookies and stuff like that.
And that's when you got really fat?
No. What? Not at all. And people would come in. I would just pocket the money and give them the food.
Shut up!
Yeah, I just give them the. I think everybody does that. If you have to watch your employees, or they will rip you off without question.
Oh my god! I knew someone who back in the day did that with Starbucks. Back before they had before Starbucks was like one of the biggest chains when it was only like really on the West Coast.
Right.
And when he needed money, he would just not ring it up and just pocket it. And
I think many people do that.
There's no way you could do that right now at Starbucks.
Not now, of course not. Yeah.
That's evil.
It's not nice.
Wow.
Even now, my last waiter job, I knew, and this, and I would never do this. This is totally different. If you give a credit card, always take your receipt with you. Waiters, if you don't take your credit card slip so that you have an account of it.
So that you don't have a copy now?
They will add a tip on there, some insane tip for themselves that you will never be able to dispute.
Oh, even if you know you didn't do it, you don't have a copy to dispute it?
Right.
Holy shit. That sucks.
And you probably won't dispute it because you won't remember. You're not a person that keeps their credit card things.
Oh,
and I
right.
don't, and I don't
I
as
don't
much
either.
As I should. But
I take the receipt but I so take that they
it,
think
exactly.
that I'm serious about
Always,
it.
Right.
In fact, when the
this
ATM
country
goes,
is full of scumbags.
Yeah. You when gotta, the ATM thing goes, do you want a receipt? I'm like, you're not getting
right.
me.
I
want
a
receipt.
Then.
I feel like the bank calculates who doesn't get right. the receipt. And then like the people who don't get a receipt, oh, deducted $5. Yeah. Where the fuck is your receipt? Right. And I'm like, oh, no. And I don't know where the $5 is.
Yeah,
just
you can't argue
it.
With the bank. And then the bank will right. argue back, no, sir. I don't think so,
sir. Do you have a receipt
sir,
for that?
Sir.
And I'm like, no. So now I just take it and like just sometimes I put it in my pocketbook.
I take it from a gas pump.
Yeah.
I take it everywhere.
Anywhere they say, do you want a receipt? I'm like, yeah, fuckos. Yeah. And then I sometimes like I fold it up. For some reason, I'm fooling the waitress or something. Like I keep tabs of this.
Right, right.
And I put it nicely somewhere. And then later on, I have to clean out my purse of all these retarded receipts that I don't keep track of. So stupid. Why don't I just like hold them or something? Right. Because it's too hard. It's too hard to keep track of all these little stupid things.
What were we talking about that led me to that?
I know,
right? Working at the ski resort. So I did. That's a job my that was like a not nice, but a restaurant. And but they also had a shitty cafeteria. I remember my dad working at that cafeteria once too. You know the way I worked everywhere, dad worked everywhere.
That's true. Your dad had a lot of different jobs. Yeah. Except I don't think he would be a waiter because then he
but
would
But we
know.
Didn't. He never worked over me, but he could have. Like, he worked at the cafeteria, and once in a while, they'd have troubles, and they'd want somebody from the restaurant to go over to the cafeteria. And
you guys happened to work at the same time?
As a change of space. Well, it could have happened. It never did. I would have gone crazy. You know, my dad taught my brother Mike in Catholic school. I think my dad taught science. And it's not like he has a degree in science or anything.
That sucks. I always wondered how, you know, somebody that always had a parent,
terrible.
Like as a nurse or something in every school. And I'm like, I think.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah, you had it.
Just roaming around, just knowing
English,
what you're doing.
Right. We had a couple English teachers. The kids were my age. The nurse, the kid was my age.
There's always a nurse.
Yeah.
The mom, there's some mom that's a nurse.
Right, and you're in there for the classes, but you know the daughter, you know, the daughter goes home and is like, oh, really? Was he there during the math test? You know, you could just go to the nurse instead of taking a test. And you know the daughter's ratting you out.
There's no...
Julie.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Julie Kiefer.
No, I just always think, like, my parents' guilt was so great. This is the best way to keep your kids in check, only for a little while. Then you have to somehow give them respect and understand that they're growing up. But the guilt thing just killed me. I felt like my parents were around me all the time, even when they weren't, because it's like... Don't shame us. That was the biggest deal. Right. Like, that's a Persian thing. Like, don't bring shame to the name, that kind of thing. And they were always around. And then I couldn't understand, like, on top of them being in my head all the time, if my mom was the nurse, I would look over my shoulder all the time. My mom was the kind of mom, like, if I was talking to a guy, she would, her whole face, even if she wanted to or didn't, she would just be freaking out and you can tell on her face. So now I'm wondering, we're in the hall and some guy taps me on the shoulder. Is my mom watching? Is my mom watching? That's terrible. Anyway.
I remember.
That's a great segue of mine. I said anyway. And
that- We like to be judged on our segue. A friend of mine, her mom was an English teacher, and we had to read some stupid book. They were all stupid. Something.
We're such philosophers.
Fuck books.
Scholars.
Right. Something. I think it was, The Pearl. We had to read The Pearl, and we tried, and it was boring and stupid. Anyway, The guys,
who's we? You're speaking for the whole class? We tried, it was boring.
Yeah,
and stupid.
We were put into groups. And you know what? Every class that I was put into group, I was deliberately put in with the dumbest people.
No.
Yeah, like the teachers are trying to teach me a lesson. I like to think that I was smart and I can bring all these people up. But or they were like, just put these people together. Why do you put the dumbest together? Nobody's going to learn. And so basically, the English teacher wrote our paper. Like, once she understood that we definitely read it, we made like a basic outline, but she really wrote it, and then the son fixed it up or whatever.
Shut up.
Turned it in. We got a C on it. That was so great. And we're like, good. Good.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
I think we started some kind of inner fight with the teachers.
Seriously?
I think there was something. You know, we're like, she has to defend herself now.
You started a lot of bullshit in Somerset High School. Yes?
I don't know.
No? I think you did. Go back to the shows and listen. There are a lot of stories where you're like, and then there was no longer this because I was an asshole. A lot of stories ending like that. There was one teacher who liked to, as punishment, she would go, you have to copy this from either the Bible or some kind of whatever book.
The Bible?
The Jewish Bible.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. So
I guess, right? You guys have the New Testament?
I don't know which one's which. I don't know what the New Testament is.
But you do
is,
have
the
one
Old
of
Testament.
Them, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we must have the old one because the new one seems like a Jesus thing.
Right.
So you have to copy something. And one of my friend's moms was like, that's so stupid.
You think somebody right now is backspacing on the computer and like, I had that email ready. I was half done.
So, what is the point here? Oh, so she had to copy things and her mom thought that was so stupid that she did it for her. What? Can you imagine your mom going, no, your teacher is wrong. Let me do this punishment for you. You okay? All right. My mom was like, the teacher's word is golden.
Golden. It was, right? And then she went to school.
Right. Until she went to school because my mom was raised
as
like teachers
adult,
know
yeah.
best. And I'm sure that's how all the child molestation and abuse, you know? Yeah. Like, you just believe that the teachers just know everything. And even the parents are like, yeah, okay, go with the teacher. The teacher's okay. So until my mom went to school, and she recently went to a close by college, and she was like, these fucking idiots are morons. And I'm like, yeah, keep going to school. Get your BA, but you don't know how to speak English. That's good.
It doesn't matter. It's like 12 years too late, you know, to help you out. But it's still nice to know.
No, it's nice when she goes, and remember that time? I thought they were so smart. I'm like, I know. It's like your parent. Right. It's like your dad going back and going, I can't believe that I made you dig holes. Right. What the fuck was I thinking?
Keith and the girl firmly believes teachers are paid too much money.
No, I'm not saying that.
We're going to get out of here. We're taking a midnight trip.
Ridiculous.
And then we're going to sleep.
I feel like we're idiots. Like, I worked so hard for somebody to take my place for work, for a job tomorrow morning. And now, by the time we get there, I'm just going to be grouchy and pissed. Happy anniversary, baby.
Then you'll be mad tonight, of course.
Right.
But then we'll wake up fresh, ready for the rides.
I'll puke somewhere.
I'm hoping to make some money on that waterfall ride. We mentioned this, right?
I think so, yeah.
That super steep. It literally at a 90-degree angle.
Yeah, and you actually kind of bounce off the slide as you're going. Ridiculous.
We get to the bottom. I get up. I turn around at the grate where the water's going. It's all of somebody's cash just going in there. And we looked around in our defense. Like, if anybody's looking for money, they can have this money.
Yeah.
But nobody was. And you know, if you turn into one of these kids, they're going to keep it. We already covered that. Kids are scumbags. So we made out that day. But the lesson is... Look at the grates. At water rides.
The lesson is make sure that your zipper's zipped.
Oh, right.
Because we'll take your money, biatches.
So we'll see you guys on Thursday. I want to say real quick, you know, we understand it's going to go a whole day that we didn't give you fresh meat. But try to give the new people a chance.
Let people talk on Libsyn, even if they say something not so great about us. Start a discussion. Don't go, fuck you, get the fuck out of here. Let's be slightly mature.
I'm not saying that. I like fights, but you guys don't even give them a chance sometimes. It's like, and I understand, and I totally understand, because my first roommate, you know, we got along, and And we had this other roommate that didn't turn, was a dick, and we found out later didn't turn in the rent that we were paying him. Then we got our own place and got on each other's nerves and just hated each other.
Oh.
Then I let somebody new move in for a little bit, and he was just a douche, but I felt bad. He had trouble getting money together. He was young. So we kept him, but we hated him, and we were friends again.
Oh, my God.
So if you don't, we don't give these people something to fucking hate. They're cannibals. And they'll turn on us. They'll start eating each other. I understand. I understand. But for one day.
That was profound, baby.
Right?
We need to leave on that beautiful note.
Thank you.
KeithandTheGirl.com.
I was talking to this girl the other day, and she said, all guys want is sex. And I go, listen, finish blowing me, and we're going to talk about this later. That's a lie. I just said that because it was funny. She actually said that. She goes, that's all guys want, Dane, is sex. And I said to her, nay. I said, there's other things that guys want besides sex. We're just a little embarrassed to admit them, but I'm putting it out in the universe so that you can respect and understand us for who we are as men. For example, any guy here, more than sex, if they had the choice of sex or this one other thing, any guy here would rather be part of a heist. You know, every time you watch the movie Heat, you're like, I want to do that. You just want to be running down Main Street with an AK-47. Where's the van? The van was supposed to be here! We want that guy on the computer who's like, give me a minute. I just need one more minute. Dude, I need one more minute to hack into the mainframe. I'm in Friendster. They rerouted me into Friendster. I need a minute. Where's the fucking van? There's always that guy on the team, too. He was a last-minute replacement. He's not one of the original gang, but one of the other guys vouches for him. No, dude, trust me. This guy's cool. He's solid and he's cool. But he's not cool, is he? He doesn't really say anything ever, right? He just stands there, looks cool, and then at one point he might be like, let's kill these bitches. I want to be a part of a heist, and I want to get shot right here in the back of my leg. Oh, shit! It stings, but it still makes me feel kind of cool. I keep looking at the blood going, no. Bleeding from the leg. Where's the van? We want to be a part of a heist. And then there's something else that we want, even more than the heist, even more than sex. Any guy here would love to have a monkey. A pet monkey. And people get mad. Sometimes you say, oh, I'd love to have a monkey. And there's always that one anti-monkey person in the area. They overhear you. Excuse me, I heard you saying you'd like to have a monkey. And that's a horrible idea. You do not want a monkey. You do not want a monkey. They're a monkey expert. And they start listing off all the reasons you can't have a monkey. Let me tell you a few things. If I could just have a minute, can I just explain a few things about monkeys that maybe you don't know before you jump to your conclusion? Okay, it's more than just bananas and dancing with toothbrushes, okay? First of all, they crap in their own hand and they throw it around in a festive manner. Like they're at a celebration of monkey poop, and they make faces that are unacceptable in society. I hear these things and I'm like, that's why I want a monkey, all those reasons. I don't want a nice little quiet monkey, I want an evil monkey that I can dress in armor, give him a sword, have fights with him inside my place. How pumped would you be driving home from work knowing someplace in your house there's a monkey you're gonna battle? That's awesome. You walk in, monkey, you here? Where are you? I'm in your closet. Holy shit, you just talked. I taught myself to talk. This is incredibly odd. I know, let's fight. Okay. This would be the ultimate. What if after the heist, you jump into the van and the monkey is driving the van? We gotta go! makes me sad because I know it'll never happen.
She's been waiting. A job aligned for the Phoenix.